I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Religious freedom is taking a back seat to the government in Belarus. According to a recent report, the government closed a worship service in Minsk because a foreign pastor preached at a worship service. Vice President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says Belarus is a difficult area in which to work.
They basically try to limit evangelical activity only to their churches. Basically, the church body cannot do anything outside of their church walls.
That's not stopping believers from evangelism. Through Russian Ministry Schools Without Walls program, national Christians are training young people to be creative in outreach, and they're doing it. Next, a Pakistani Christian was shot 8 times in the leg for refusing to pay a Muslim, according to International Christian Concern. A Muslim called him a wealthy Christian and threatened to kill him if the Christian didn't give him the money. When the Christian refused, he was shot a few days later by the same Muslim. The Muslim has not been charged for his crime. By calling the Pakistani embassy, you can protest this injustice. Go to our website. And hundreds of thousands of families in northern India are receiving copies of the Gospel of John. Moe Padidi of Bibles for the World recently visited the area and says many are responding to God's word.
Last month, 2 families and 22 individuals, brand new believers, were baptized in Machiwara, Punjab. And last Sunday, 11 new believers were baptized in Singrauli, Uttar Pradesh. God is working in a mighty way among the people of Punjab these days.
12 new churches have been started. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for the Muslim world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.